Being happy is one of the most important goals of life, isn't it? And that is what we all aim for. Having a happy life, a happy marriage, a happy family. For some of us, happiness is good education, perfect job, being rich, a beautiful home, a good partner, successful children, reputation, and so on. The more, the better. Isn't it familiar? Haven't you heard it a lot in your head? The more, the better. More money, more friends, more popularity, more children. Yet the more we get, the more we want. There are lots of people who are famous, rich, healthy, high educated, and still don't feel happy. So why is it so difficult to be happy? Maybe there is something wrong with our expectation of happiness. Let's look at two different meanings of happiness. It usually refers to a feeling, a sense of pleasure, gladness, or gratification. We all enjoy happy feelings, so it's no surprise that we chase them. However, like all our other feelings, feelings of happiness don't last. No matter how hard we try to hold on to them, they slip away every time. And as we shall see, a life spent in pursuit of those feelings is, in the main, unsatisfying. In fact, the harder we pursue pleasurable feelings, the more we are likely to suffer from anxiety and depression. On the other hand, some believe it's not a lack of happiness that leads to despair. It's a lack of meaning in life. The other definition of happiness is a rich, full, and meaningful life. When we clarify what we stand for in life and act accordingly, then our lives become rich, full, and meaningful, and we experience a powerful sense of vitality. This is not some fleeting feeling. It is a profound sense of a life well lived. And although such a life will undoubtedly give us many pleasurable feelings, it will give us uncomfortable ones, such as sadness, fear, and anger. This is only to be expected. If we live a full life, we will feel the full range of human emotions. Renowned psychologist Martin Seligman says, meaning comes from belonging to and serving something beyond yourself and from developing the best within you. So if you're seeking a long-lasting and deep happiness, try to find your real meaning of your life and act accordingly. Thank you so much for listening to me. This is Sahar, a counseling psychologist at Whispers of Serenity Clinic. If you had any questions, feel free to get in touch with me on Instagram at sahar.counselor. Stay safe and be happy.
Hey everyone, welcome to Serenity Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been working on lately. And usually, I love watching YouTube videos and going through Instagram posts, especially if it talks about self-development or bettering my communication. So I recently came across this YouTube video that was talking about how to respond rather than react. And that immediately drew me towards talking about this because I feel like it's something really important. I believe that being aware of how I communicate to others or show up to myself, especially when I'm upset, is a life-changing skill. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of other people as well. Because most of us react to things without thinking. It's an instinct. But often our reactions don't benefit us or the other person. The difference between reactions and respond is that reactions are driven by instinct and emotion. They are immediate, unconscious, and patterns, meaning that a lot happens outside of our awareness since our minds are conditioned to react a certain way, either out of anger or emotion. When someone says or does something that ticks us off, we immediately react with annoyance without even a thought. And that's, I guess a lot of us go through that too. However, with the response, it's chosen. They are determined by a more rational higher self and not hijacked by immediate emotions. So to summarize what I just said is basically that reactions happen unconsciously. So we are not aware of what we're saying or doing. However, with response, it happens consciously. So we're more aware, so we give ourselves time to think about what we're going to say. So I differentiate these two because so many of us are so used to that reactive state. And sometimes we end up feeling so shameful of our reactions. Because I know I do. And let's say, for example, I would get a text and whatever is said in the text irritates me and makes me feel angry. And when I'm angry, I do one of the two things, which is either I lash out at the person or I withdraw and disassociate. But let's say in this case, I lash out. When they lash out, they also get upset. So then I find myself in a conflict. And who would want to put themselves in a conflict? Because I personally do not like conflicts because I end up doing and saying things that I do not mean. And when that happens, it comes from an emotional unconscious place, which then makes me feel shameful. I would say I feel this way because at that point, I'm reacting in a way that it was out of my control. And at that moment, my reaction was real for me. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people as well. And I do want to say that learning how to respond rather than react is a process. And it will take time and practice to have that awareness and consciousness. And to me, it is definitely worth working on. You start having better connections with others and your communication skills improves so much, especially when you're communicating with someone you care about. Even if it's an employee or a person you just met, sometimes small things do get us upset and we do react. But how can we control and, you know, give ourselves some time before reacting? So let me explain some tips that can help you respond effectively. So number one, understanding the key difference between reacting and responding, and that is time. The gap between a reaction and a response can make a huge difference. This gives you the ability to choose what to say rather than react. The second step is taking a few deep breaths before responding. This will help calm down the nerves and regulate your heart rate in moments of anger and frustration. Third, it will be when you decide to respond, own how you feel without throwing blame. Use your I statements. For example, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do not agree with what you have said. Can you elaborate on what you mean? So basically, respectfully tell the other person how you feel and how you wish to be treated by setting clear boundaries. In some cases, you will try to respond without reacting, but the person you're communicating with can trigger a side of you that is already ready to release and react out of anger. So in this case, I would say give yourself some space and just sit with your thoughts and maybe write it down or speak it out loud. And those things can really help you before approaching that person and saying what you need to say. Fourth and last is forgive yourself when you do react. We are all human and you will have moments where you end up going back to old patterns and it is okay. Being aware of it is you showing up for yourself, especially in terms of awareness. And that means you are doing the work. So be self-compassionate with yourself. And, you know, sometimes we do end up reacting. However, when we do react, what do I do at that moment? What can I do to, you know, prevent that from happening again next time. And yeah, I hope this was all helpful and useful information. I know I definitely benefited from that. Thank you so much. Feel free to follow me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, Al-Mawali, A-L-M-A-A-W-A-L-I-I. And thank you. Hey everyone, welcome to Serenity Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been working on lately. And usually, I love watching YouTube videos and going through Instagram posts, especially if it talks about self-development or bettering my communication. So I recently came across this YouTube video that was talking about how to respond rather than react. And that immediately drew me towards talking about this because I feel like it's something really important. I believe that being aware of how I communicate to others or show up to myself, especially when I'm upset, is a life-changing skill. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of other people as well. Because most of us react to things without thinking. It's an instinct. But often our reactions don't benefit us or the other person. The difference between reactions and respond is that reactions are driven by instinct and emotion. They are immediate, unconscious, and patterned, meaning that a lot happens outside of our awareness since our minds are conditioned to react a certain way, either out of anger or emotion. When someone says or does something that ticks us off, we immediately react with annoyance without even a thought. And that's, I guess a lot of us go through that too. However, with response, it's chosen. They are determined by a more rational higher self and not hijacked by immediate emotions. So to summarize what I just said is basically that reactions happen unconsciously. So we are not aware of what we're saying or doing. However, with response, it happens consciously. So we're more aware, so we give ourselves time to think about what we're going to say. So I differentiate these two because so many of us are so used to that reactive state. And sometimes we end up feeling so shameful of our reactions. Because I know I do. And let's say, for example, I would get a text and whatever is said in the text irritates me and makes me feel angry. And when I'm angry, I do one of the two things, which is either I lash out at the person or I withdraw and disassociate. But let's say in this case, I lash out. When they lash out, they also get upset. So then I find myself in a conflict. And who would want to put themselves in a conflict? Because I personally do not like conflicts because I end up doing and saying things that I do not mean. And when that happens, it comes from an emotional unconscious place, which then makes me feel shameful. I would say I feel this way because at that point, I'm reacting in a way that it was out of my control. And at that moment, my reaction was real for me. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people as well. And I do want to say that learning how to respond rather than react is a process. And it will take time and practice to have that awareness and consciousness. And to me, it is definitely worth working on. You start having better connections with others and your communication skills improves so much, especially when you're communicating with someone you care about. Even if it's an employee or a person you just met, sometimes small things do get us upset and we do react. But how can we control and, you know, give ourselves some time before reacting? So let me explain some tips that can help you respond effectively. So number one, understanding the key difference between reacting and responding, and that is time. The gap between a reaction and a response can make a huge difference. This gives you the ability to choose what to say rather than react. The second step is taking a few deep breaths before responding. This will help calm down the nerves and regulate your heart rate in moments of anger and frustration. Third, it will be when you decide to respond, own how you feel without throwing blame. Use your I statements. For example, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do not agree with what you have said. Can you elaborate on what you mean? So basically, respectfully tell the other person how you feel and how you wish to be treated by setting clear boundaries. In some cases, you will try to respond without reacting, but the person you're communicating with can trigger a side of you that is already ready to release and react out of anger. So in this case, I would say give yourself some space and just sit with your thoughts and maybe write it down or speak it out loud. And those things can really help you before approaching that person and saying what you need to say. Fourth and last is forgive yourself when you do react. We are all human, and you will have moments where you end up going back to old patterns, and it is okay. Being aware of it is you showing up for yourself, especially in terms of awareness, and that means you are doing the work. So be self-compassionate with yourself, and you know, sometimes we do end up reacting. However, when we do react, what do I do at that moment? What can I do to, you know, prevent that from happening again next time? And yeah, I hope this was all helpful and useful information. I know I definitely benefited from that. Thank you so much. Feel free to follow me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, Al-Mawali, A-L-M-A-A-W-A-L-I-I. And thank you. Hey everyone, welcome to Serenity Podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been working on lately. And usually I love watching YouTube videos and going through Instagram posts, especially if it talks about self-development or bettering my communication. So I recently came across this YouTube video that was talking about how to respond rather than react. And that immediately drew me towards talking about this because I feel like it's something really important. I believe that being aware of how I communicate to others or show up to myself, especially when I'm upset, is a life-changing skill. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of other people as well. Because most of us react to things without thinking. It's an instinct. But often our reactions don't benefit us or the other person. The difference between reactions and respond is that reactions are driven by instinct and emotion. They are immediate, unconscious, and patterns, meaning that a lot happens outside of our awareness since our minds are conditioned to react a certain way, either out of anger or emotion. When someone says or does something that ticks us off, we immediately react with annoyance without even a thought. And that's, I guess a lot of us go through that too. However, with response, it's chosen. They are determined by a more rational higher self and not hijacked by immediate emotions. So to summarize what I just said is basically that reactions happen unconsciously. So we are not aware of what we're saying or doing. However, with response, it happens consciously, so we're more aware, so we give ourselves time to think about what we're going to say. So I differentiate these two because so many of us are so used to that reactive state, and sometimes we end up feeling so shameful of our reactions, because I know I do. And let's say, for example, I would get a text, and whatever is said in the text irritates me and makes me feel angry. And when I'm angry, I do one of the two things, which is either I lash out at the person or I withdraw and disassociate. But let's say in this case, I lash out. When they lash out, they also get upset. So then I find myself in a conflict. And who would want to put themselves in a conflict? Because I personally do not like conflicts, because I end up doing and saying things that I do not mean. And when that happens, it comes from an emotional unconscious place, which then makes me feel shameful. I would say I feel this way because at that point, I'm reacting in a way that it was out of my control. And at that moment, my reaction was real for me. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people as well. And I do want to say that learning how to respond rather than react is a process. And it will take time and practice to have that awareness and consciousness. And to me, it is definitely worth working on. You start having better connections with others and your communication skills improves so much, especially when you're communicating with someone you care about. Even if it's an employee or a person you just met, sometimes small things do get us upset and we do react. But how can we control and, you know, give ourselves some time before reacting? So let me explain some tips that can help you respond effectively. So number one, understanding the key difference between reacting and responding, and that is time. The gap between a reaction and a response can make a huge difference. This gives you the ability to choose what to say rather than react. The second step is taking a few deep breaths before responding. This will help calm down the nerves and regulate your heart rate in moments of anger and frustration. Third, it will be when you decide to respond, own how you feel without throwing blame. Use your I statements. For example, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do not agree with what you have said. Can you elaborate on what you mean? So basically, respectfully tell the other person how you feel and how you wish to be treated by setting clear boundaries. In some cases, you will try to respond without reacting, but the person you're communicating with can trigger a side of you that is already ready to release and react out of anger. So in this case, I would say give yourself some space and just sit with your thoughts and maybe write it down or speak it out loud. And those things can really help you before approaching that person and saying what you need to say. Fourth and last is forgive yourself when you do react. We are all human and you will have moments where you end up going back to old patterns, and it is okay. Being aware of it is you showing up for yourself, especially in terms of awareness. And that means you are doing the work. So be self-compassionate with yourself. And, you know, sometimes we do end up reacting. However, when we do react, what do I do at that moment? What can I do to, you know, prevent that from happening again next time? And yeah, I hope this was all helpful and useful information. I know I definitely benefited from that. Thank you so much. Feel free to follow me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, Al-Mawali, A-L-M-A-A-W-A-L-I. And thank you. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Serenity Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been working on lately. And usually, I love watching YouTube videos and going through Instagram posts, especially if it talks about self-development or bettering my communication. So I recently came across this YouTube video that was talking about how to respond rather than react. And that immediately drew me towards talking about this because I feel like it's something really important. I believe that being aware of how I communicate to others or show up to myself especially when I'm upset, is a life-changing skill. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of other people as well. Because most of us react to things without thinking. It's an instinct. But often our reactions don't benefit us or the other person. The difference between reactions and respond is that reactions are driven by instinct and emotion. They are immediate, unconscious, and patterns, meaning that a lot happens outside of our awareness since our minds are conditioned to react a certain way, either out of anger or emotion. When someone says or does something that ticks us off, we immediately react with annoyance without even a thought. And that's, I guess a lot of us go through that too. However, with response, it's chosen. They are determined by a more rational, higher self and not hijacked by immediate emotions. So to summarize what I just said is basically that reactions happen unconsciously. So we are not aware of what we're saying or doing. However, with response, it happens consciously. So we're more aware, so we give ourselves time to think about what we're going to say. So I differentiate these two because so many of us are so used to that reactive state. And sometimes we end up feeling so shameful of our reactions. Because I know I do. And let's say, for example, I would get a text and whatever is said in the text irritates me and makes me feel angry. And when I'm angry, I do one of the two things, which is either I lash out at the person or I withdraw and disassociate. But let's say in this case, I lash out. When they lash out, they also get upset. So then I find myself in a conflict. And who would want to put themselves in a conflict? Because I personally do not like conflicts because I end up doing and saying things that I do not mean. And when that happens, it comes from an emotional unconscious place, which then makes me feel shameful. I would say I feel this way because at that point, I'm reacting in a way that it was out of my control. And at that moment, my reaction was real for me. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people as well. And I do want to say that learning how to respond rather than react is a process. And it will take time and practice to have that awareness and consciousness. And to me, it is definitely worth working on. You start having better connections with others and your communication skills improves so much, especially when you're communicating with someone you care about. Even if it's an employee or a person you just met, sometimes small things do get us upset and we do react. But how can we control and, you know, give ourselves some time before reacting? So let me explain some tips that can help you respond effectively. So number one, understanding the key difference between reacting and responding, and that is time. The gap between a reaction and a response can make a huge difference. This gives you the ability to choose what to say rather than react. The second step is taking a few deep breaths before responding. This will help calm down the nerves and regulate your heart rate in moments of anger and frustration. Third, it will be when you decide to respond, own how you feel without throwing blame. Use your I statements. For example, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do not agree with what you have said. Can you elaborate on what you mean? So basically, respectfully tell the other person how you feel and how you wish to be treated by setting clear boundaries. In some cases, you will try to respond without reacting, but the person you're communicating with can trigger a side of you that is already ready to release and react out of anger. So in this case, I would say give yourself some space and just sit with your thoughts and maybe write it down or speak it out loud and those things can really help you before approaching that person and saying what you need to say. Fourth and last is forgive yourself when you do react. We are all human, and you will have moments where you end up going back to old patterns, and it is okay. Being aware of it is you showing up for yourself, especially in terms of awareness, and that means you are doing the work. So be self-compassionate with yourself, and you know, sometimes we do end up reacting. However, when we do react, what do I do at that moment? What can I do to, you know, prevent that from happening again next time? And yeah, I hope this was all helpful and useful information. I know I definitely benefited from that. Thank you so much. Feel free to follow me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, Al-Mawali, A-L-M-A-A-W-A-L-I-I. And thank you. Hey everyone, welcome to Serenity Podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been working on lately. And usually I love watching YouTube videos and going through Instagram posts, especially if it talks about self-development or bettering my communication. So I recently came across this YouTube video that was talking about how to respond rather than react. And that immediately drew me towards talking about this because I feel like it's something really important. I believe that being aware of how I communicate to others or show up to myself, especially when I'm upset, is a life-changing skill. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of other people as well. Because most of us react to things without thinking. It's an instinct. But often our reactions don't benefit us or the other person. The difference between reactions and respond is that reactions are driven by instinct and emotion. They are immediate, unconscious, and patterns, meaning that a lot happens outside of our awareness since our minds are conditioned to react a certain way, either out of anger or emotion. When someone says or does something that ticks us off, we immediately react with annoyance without even a thought. And that's, I guess a lot of us go through that too. However, with response, it's chosen. They are determined by a more rational higher self and not hijacked by immediate emotions. So to summarize what I just said is basically that reactions happen unconsciously. So we are not aware of what we're saying or doing. However, with response, it happens consciously, so we're more aware, so we give ourselves time to think about what we're going to say. So I differentiate these two because so many of us are so used to that reactive state, and sometimes we end up feeling so shameful of our reactions, because I know I do. And let's say, for example, I would get a text, and whatever is said in the text irritates me and makes me feel angry. And when I'm angry, I do one of the two things, which is either I lash out at the person or I withdraw and disassociate. But let's say in this case, I lash out. When they lash out, they also get upset. So then I find myself in a conflict. And who would want to put themselves in a conflict? Because I personally do not like conflicts because I end up doing and saying things that I do not mean. And when that happens, it comes from an emotional unconscious place, which then makes me feel shameful. I would say I feel this way because at that point, I'm reacting in a way that it was out of my control. And at that moment, my reaction was real for me. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people as well. And I do want to say that learning how to respond rather than react is a process. And it will take time and practice to have that awareness and consciousness. And to me, it is definitely worth working on. You start having better connections with others and your communication skills improves so much, especially when you're communicating with someone you care about. Even if it's an employee or a person you just met, sometimes small things do get us upset and we do react. But how can we control and, you know, give ourselves some time before reacting? So let me explain some tips that can help you respond effectively. So number one, understanding the key difference between reacting and responding, and that is time. The gap between a reaction and a response can make a huge difference. This gives you the ability to choose what to say rather than react. The second step is taking a few deep breaths before responding. This will help calm down the nerves and regulate your heart rate in moments of anger and frustration. Third, it will be when you decide to respond, own how you feel without throwing blame. Use your I statements. For example, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do not agree with what you have said. Can you elaborate on what you mean? So basically, respectfully tell the other person how you feel and how you wish to be treated by setting clear boundaries. In some cases, you will try to respond without reacting, but the person you're communicating with can trigger a side of you that is already ready to release and react out of anger. So in this case, I would say give yourself some space and just sit with your thoughts and maybe write it down or speak it out loud. And those things can really help you before approaching that person and saying what you need to say. Fourth and last is forgive yourself when you do react. We are all human and you will have moments where you end up going back to old patterns, and it is okay. Being aware of it is you showing up for yourself, especially in terms of awareness. And that means you are doing the work. So be self-compassionate with yourself. And, you know, sometimes we do end up reacting. However, when we do react, what do I do at that moment? What can I do to, you know, prevent that from happening again next time? And yeah, I hope this was all helpful and useful information. I know I definitely benefited from that. Thank you so much. Feel free to follow me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, Al-Mawali, A-L-M-A-A-W-A-L-I. And thank you.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Serenity Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've been working on lately. And usually, I love watching YouTube videos and going through Instagram posts, especially if it talks about self-development or bettering my communication. So I recently came across this YouTube video that was talking about how to respond rather than react. And that immediately drew me towards talking about this because I feel like it's something really important. I believe that being aware of how I communicate to others or show up to myself, especially when I'm upset, is a life-changing skill. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of other people as well, because most of us react to things without thinking. It's an instinct, but often our reactions don't benefit us or the other person. The difference between reactions and respond is that reactions are driven by instinct and emotion. They are immediate, unconscious, and patterns, meaning that a lot happens outside of our awareness since our minds are conditioned to react a certain way, either out of anger or emotion. When someone says or does something that ticks us off, we immediately react with annoyance without even a thought. And that's, I guess a lot of us go through that too. However, with response, it's chosen. They are determined by a more rational, higher self and not hijacked by immediate emotions.
So to summarize what I just said is basically that reactions happen unconsciously. So we are not aware of what we're saying or doing. However, with response, it happens consciously. So we're more aware, so we give ourselves time to think about what we're going to say. So I differentiate these two because so many of us are so used to that reactive state. And sometimes we end up feeling so shameful of our reactions. Because I know I do. And let's say, for example, I would get a text and whatever is said in the text irritates me and makes me feel angry. And when I'm angry, I do one of the two things, which is either I lash out at the person or I withdraw and disassociate. But let's say in this case, I lash out. When they lash out, they also get upset. So then I find myself in a conflict. And who would want to put themselves in a conflict? Because I personally do not like conflicts because I end up doing and saying things that I do not mean. And when that happens, it comes from an emotional unconscious place, which then makes me feel shameful. I would say I feel this way because at that point, I'm reacting in a way that it was out of my control. And at that moment, my reaction was real for me. And I'm sure that happens to a lot of people as well. And I do want to say that learning how to respond rather than react is a process. And it will take time and practice to have that awareness and consciousness. And to me, it is definitely worth working on. You start having better connections with others and your communication skills improves so much, especially when you're communicating with someone you care about. Even if it's an employee or a person you just met, sometimes small things do get us upset and we do react. But how can we control and, you know, give ourselves some time before reacting? So let me explain some tips that can help you respond effectively. So number one, understanding the key difference between reacting and responding, and that is time. The gap between a reaction and a response can make a huge difference. This gives you the ability to choose what to say rather than react. The second step is taking a few deep breaths before responding. This will help calm down the nerves and regulate your heart rate in moments of anger and frustration. Third, it will be when you decide to respond, own how you feel without throwing blame. Use your I statements. For example, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I do not agree with what you have said. Can you elaborate on what you mean? So basically, respectfully tell the other person how you feel and how you wish to be treated by setting clear boundaries. In some cases, you will try to respond without reacting, but the person you're communicating with can trigger a side of you that is already ready to release and react out of anger. So in this case, I would say give yourself some space and just sit with your thoughts and maybe write it down or speak it out loud. And those things can really help you before approaching that person and saying what you need to say. Fourth and last is forgive yourself when you do react. We are all human and you will have moments where you end up going back to old patterns and it is okay. Being aware of it is you showing up for yourself, especially in terms of awareness. And that means you are doing the work. So be self-compassionate with yourself. And, you know, sometimes we do end up reacting. However, when we do react, what do I do at that moment? What can I do to, you know, prevent that from happening again next time? And yeah, I hope this was all helpful and useful information. I know I definitely benefited from that. Thank you so much. Feel free to follow me at Sara, S-A-R-A, Al-Mawali, A-L-M-A-A-W-A-L, double I. And thank you.